USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are working in a conference committee to try to keep the government running past February 15th, or we'd face another partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are also working on an immigration agreement. Now, if that deal cannot be reached by Friday, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News, folks are prepared to work through the weekend.
What I'm hearing from members of that conference committee, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, that on a, whether it's the member-to-member level, the staff level, they're going to be working through the weekend to try to have a deal done. If it's not done before the weekend, to have it done after the weekend to avoid a shutdown.
Wells Fargo customers nationwide were unable to use their debit cards or online mobile banking Thursday after the company said it experienced system issues that had resulted in outages. It's unclear how many folks were affected, but Wells Fargo is the fourth largest bank in America. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker will not testify before a House Judiciary Committee if he is subpoenaed. Earlier today, the committee voted to authorize a subpoena if Whitaker does not answer the questions they believe are relevant at a hearing tomorrow. A study finds Americans are routinely putting their personal data at risk. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 9 out of 10 U.S. adults have been guilty of at least one risky data security behavior in the past year, according to a new CreditCards.com report that says the most common data security mistake is reusing your online passwords, which could contribute to identity theft. Other common risky behaviors include using a public Wi-Fi network, saving passwords and payment info, carrying a Social Security card in your purse or wallet, and throwing out mail that has personal data on it without shredding it first.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 220 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump delivers remarks at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. The president says all human life is sacred.
As part of our commitment to building a just and loving society, we must build a culture that cherishes the dignity and sanctity of innocent human life. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Thank you. Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
Baseball Hall of Famer Frank Robinson has died. Robinson was the only player to win the MVP in both the National and American Leagues before becoming America's first African-American manager. At his Hall of Fame induction speech in 1982, Robinson recalled he wanted to be more than just a manager.
What I want to do is manage one day, but I also want to further the cause for other Afro-Americans that come after me that want to manage at the big league level.
Robinson is also 10th on the all-time career home run list with 586. He died at his home in Los Angeles today at the age of 83. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.